Livestock producers around Missouri must ensure that they have enough hay stored up for the winter to be able to feed their herd. This means figuring out the proper way to store their bales. Joining us in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker is Sean Deering, a field specialist in livestock with the University of Missouri Extension, to provide some tips as to how to store hay bales to minimize what's called dry matter loss and maximize storage space.
You know, when you think about historic flooding, obviously it impacted vast amounts of farm ground. In my opinion, the majority of that ground that was impacted by flooding was probably, more row crop. And, in terms of what I think really affected hay supply and price, I think we got to go back to the historic drought that we had last summer. And the winter that preceded that was pretty long and kind of tough. And, we went into that summer last year with pretty low supplies. And then obviously last summer we just did not have the hay production. And I kind of think that's what really affected hay supply and price perhaps more than spring flooding.
Now there's a term going around called dry matter loss. What is that and how does this factor into the hay supply overall?
Probably losses due to hay storage. For instance, you take a big brown bale of hay and you store that outside, on the ground. And research has shown that, in 9 months' time, you can lose anywhere from 5 to 20% of that. We know that if you store that big round bale outside on kind of an elevated type area, that your losses could be anywhere from 3 to 15%. Now the flip side of that is if you take that big round bale and you put it under a roof, you're probably going to cut your loss and down to 2 to maybe 5%.
Now, you were just talking about some different storage scenarios. Can you describe what would be the ideal conditions for a storage area? Like, what would make a good area to store the hay?
I guess some of the things that I would say in terms of storage, a lot of times, you'll see a hay field and the guys have gone in and they'll haul it out to the edge of the field, which there's, certainly nothing wrong with that, but a lot of times they'll stack those bales in a fence row that's, got trees in it. It's shaded, trees kind of hanging over the top of it and would help in terms of reducing storage loss. If a barn's out of the question, if you can have a gravel or a hard base type hay lot, that's going to help. And just trying to orient those bales so that they kind of get some drainage going away from them is sure going to help you. Now, the other thing that I do see more interest in that's going to help with a lot of this loss is I see a lot of people making the switch or going to using some of these high moisture bales and using the tube inline wrappers.
Now, if a producer does have a shed that they can store the hay in, how should the bales be stacked to maintain the highest quality of hay?
In terms of stacking in a shed, I think it just depends on each individual producer's different and the equipment that they have. I don't know that there's necessarily any right or wrong answer on how you stack it. I will say that in terms of maximization of space, and if you have a skid loader or something like that, and if you can actually stack those bales actually on end and then set bales on top of each other, it seems to me that works pretty well in terms of maximizing your space.
To learn more about hay bale storage methods, visit our website at kmzu.com. And be sure to tune in weekday mornings at 7:25 for more KMZU Newsmaker. For KMZU, I'm Dan Watson.